Literature 4. The Siege of Krishnapur by J.G. Farrell.
The collector had been discoursing in an objective way on the perplexing question of why, after 100 years of beneficial rule in Bengal, the natives should have taken it into their heads to return to the anarchy of their ancestors.
One or two mistakes, however serious, made by the military in their handling of religious matters, were surely no reason for rejecting a superior culture as a whole. After all, we're not ogres, even though we don't marry among the natives or adopt their customs.
"I must take issue with the expression superior culture," said Fleury, but neither of the older men paid any attention to him.
"The great majority of natives have yet to see the first sign of our superior culture," said the magistrate. "If they're lucky, they may have seen some red-faced youth from Haileybury or Addiscombe riding by once or twice in their lives. I say superior culture is a very doubtful proposition, but I think..." "Come, come, Tom, think of the system of justice that the company has brought to India. Even if there were nothing else, this justice is a fiction. In the Krishnapur district, we have 2 magistrates for almost 1 million people. There are many districts where it's worse. Look here, what I think..."
"Things are not yet perfect, of course," sighed the collector. "All the same, I should go so far as to say that in the long run, a superior civilization such as ours is irresistible. By combining our advances in science and in morality, we have so obviously found the best way of doing things. Truth cannot be resisted. That's to say, not successfully," the collector added, as a round shot struck the corner of the roof and toppled one of the pillars of the veranda.
"What I think is this," declared Fleury, when the rubble had ceased to fall, determined at last to get his word in. "It's wrong to talk of a superior civilization, because there isn't such a thing. All civilization is bad. It mars the noble and natural instincts of the heart. Civilization is decadence."
"What rubbish!"
"I have seldom heard such gibberish," agreed the collector, chortling as he got to his feet. "By the way, what on earth are you dressed like that for?"